The leading players are through 16 holes at this stage. Erik van Rooyen of South Africa continues to lead the way on 14 under par, 6 under par for his round today. All those birdies coming in the opening 9 holes. Joachim Lagergren of Sweden just holed a tricky par putt on the 16th to stay at 3 under for his round today. He's at 10 under for the tournament, 4 back from the leader. And then you have a group of 3 players tied for 3rd on 8 under par, so they're 6 off the lead. Russell Knox of Scotland, Ryan Fox of New Zealand, and Danny Willett of England, who's 2 under for his round today, played 16 holes at this stage. So it's pretty interesting at the top end of the leaderboard, and it has been a disappointing day, it has to be said, for the Irish contingent here today. Best of the Irish at this stage is Rory McIlroy, who is placed at 1 under for the tournament, a long way off the lead, level par for his round today. We heard him speaking to Will O'Callaghan earlier on, and Will was catching up with a few of the Irish contingent today, among them Simon Thornton, who ended the day at 2 over par. Another disappointing day for an Irishman. 2 over par for Simon. That round of his included 3 bogeys, and among them a bogey on the last hole, the 18th, a bogey 5 at the par 4, 18th. There was quite a number of players who bogeyed the last. And after his round today, Simon gave his thoughts to Will O'Callaghan.
Simon, you happy enough with your position after 3 rounds now at this stage, level par?
Yeah, I suppose so. Coming into the event, it's a bonus to get here, never mind to get to the weekend. So getting there, I didn't play very well today. I had a few chances front nine, didn't take any of them, didn't putt very well today. But got it around okay. A couple of loose tee shots cost me a bogey, but a couple of bogeys coming in there, but overall happy enough, yeah.
So was the hope to try and finish in red numbers today?
Yeah, that was a goal. And I think, to be honest as well, it was a goal at the beginning of the week to finish in red numbers. If you can shoot under par on 4 rounds here for the standard of golf, you know, that it takes to do that, it's pretty good golf, you know. So yeah, red numbers is a goal tomorrow.
What is the hope then for tomorrow? Is it just a case of shoot as low as you possibly can, see where you finish?
Yeah, see where you finish. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. So it doesn't really matter whether I shoot 4 over, 4 under. I'm just here to enjoy myself and see how we can go tomorrow. So yeah, I'll be firing at flags where possible and trying to roll the putts a bit better than I did today.
Conditions have changed a little bit. We obviously get the rain, the winds maybe a bit stronger at times today as well. Has that added to the challenge a little bit here?
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, in between the showers, it was perfect. So there's no excuse. It's not really changing the way the golf course plays at all. A couple of little squally things, but nothing really to count of at all. The umbrella was up for 10 minutes and that's about it. So yeah, it's not really going to change things, I don't think, no.
There you are, hearing it from the horse's mouth, because we were wondering just what it was like out on the course during those rain showers. We had a few of them, but there was a big one shortly after lunchtime, a fairly heavy shower which caught a lot of people out, certainly the spectators anyway, that didn't have any wet gear with them or umbrellas, and they were caught out on the course. But as Simon said himself there, it didn't really affect the players or the course out there. It's funny that Simon Thornton, looking at the leaderboard, there's a group of 4 Irish players all running one after the other. Simon Thornton, Shane Lowry, both will go into the final day at level par after their respective rounds today. Shane Lowry shooting a 2 over par at 74 as well, just like Simon Thornton did. Paul Dunn will start at 1 over following a level par round of 72, and Graham McDowell shot a 1 over round of 73, so he'll start just like Paul Dunn, he'll start at 1 over on Sunday as well. Busy day, there's been plenty happening, plenty of big stories from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open here at Ballyliffin, and we've been hearing voices and interviews with some of the local volunteers who have been playing their part in the success of this week, among them Daniel McGeehan, who is one of the many marshals and many volunteers working here at Ballyliffin today. And earlier on I got caught a few words with Daniel.
Ochotas big time, Dermot, and it's fantastic for the area, fantastic for Donegal and up the whole of Ulster. I mean, you can see around you the buzz. I've been here since Wednesday, and the buzz that's about the place is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Places like Buncrana, Redcastle, I'm sure even as far as Letterkenny are benefiting vastly from it, you know.
Yeah. And so, you're on duty this week?
I've been doing marshalling. I put my name on here to do a marshalling job earlier on, and luckily enough I got it. I'm delighted to be fit to do it. I thought initially, I said, oh gosh, what am I getting involved? Yeah. But no, you must put something back into your community, and I've worked up around this place since 1970, and came up here first in 1970, and I know a lot of people around Buncrana, Ballyliffin and Cairn Donagh and all over, you know. So it's nice to be fit. I say, well, at least now do your bit and stand up and be counted. So,
so you're part of the Marshalland team. And
Marshalland team, we're on green number 14, and there's about 7 or 8 of us around the green at all times and on the tees, making sure everything is running smoothly. And people, you often see, you know, when the quiet signs go up, you know, and people are responding. People are very well, you know, very very responsive to any requests for silence. And I must say, the players have been lovely, caddies have been nice, and they don't you don't get involved with them, but they respond to cheering and all that kind of stuff. So no, it's fantastic.
And are you part of the team then from Nairn Port New? Is that the way it works then?
No, well, I did. I put my name down as Nairn Port New. They did advertise through your local clubs for marshals and that, and that's where I picked it up on feedback from Nairn Port New. So we came up here one day, I was in Buncrana, and I came, put my name down, and as I said, I was luckily enough to be picked out for it. So and again, it's a great thing to do, a great privilege to do it.
That's great. And big crowds here today. We're on the first tee, and there's players just teeing off there now behind us, and people are watching what's going on in the putting greens as well. I'm sure plenty of familiar faces there as well.
And I must say, now I was just walking up past the driving range there, and the player league of Sean Lowry's caliber came and spoke to youngsters that were there, you know, which is lovely to see, you know. To, I know they don't do it when they're out, I mean, they're focused out on the course, it's totally different, but down there he was relaxed and he was fit to chat to youngsters, and it's great to see. I mean, those youngsters will remember that and hopefully maybe take up the game of golf instead of football or something else, or hurling or something.
Well, that's the reception we can hear in the background for Lowry. I mean, he's so popular, isn't he?
He is very very popular, very very popular. Harrington's very popular as well. McIlroy, you know, McIlroy's a big star on the world as well, as they all are. And I saw him in action, and he was good. You know, he would acquaint himself and get on with it, you know. So,
tell me, how's your own game?
Not so bad. A poor 16. We're quite involved with the Gaelic at the moment, and everything's going well.
And what about the Gaelic then, Daniel? You remember the Niamh Connell Club, former club chairman too?
Former club chairman, and I'm still involved. We're still involved in the executive and that. And we're going well. We're underage there. We had another 12 championship victory there last week, so which is nice to see that, you know, coming. You know, there are players coming through all the time. I mean, we've chatting to Vincent McGlynn here yesterday, and he says we'll be sick looking at each other for the championship. We have Gidor, St Union's and Dunlow in our group, and it's going to be a tough championship.
Isn't it great, we've got so much to look forward to,
so much football and county football and everything. It's fantastic, you know.
There you are. That's Daniel McGeehan, one of the marshals here, former chairman of the Niamh Connell Club, and very much based up around Buncrana as well. A member of the Nairn and Portnew Golf Club, and all the golf clubs across Donegal and across the northwest. So well represented here among the volunteers and spectators and those involved at what's been another hugely successful event. And Ballyliffin has certainly done itself proud. Latest we have then, Chris, at the top of the leaderboard, is that Eric Van Rooyen continues to lead the way on 14 under par, and as I said, the leading players are more or less finishing up their third rounds now, so we should have some final news in terms of their final third round scores within the next half an hour, 40 minutes or so. But Van Rooyen is the man to catch. He's at 14 under par. He holds a four shot advantage, Chris.